Our program of August 4th included my conversation with Boston Globe writer John Powers, who was in London covering the Olympic Games. An important story during the first week of the Games involved Chinese swimmer Ya Shi Wen, who won gold medals in the 200-meter individual medley and the 400-meter individual medley. John Leonard, the executive director of the World Swimming Coaches Association, opined that Ya Shi Wen's performance was, quote, not believable. I asked John Powers about that comment, and he said that given the fact that over 24 Chinese swimmers had tested positive for performance-enhancing substances during the 90s, suspicion was bound to fall on Ya Shi Wen. That conversation provoked responses from a number of listeners. One email alleged that John Leonard was a racist. Another accused John Powers and me of being racist and went on to suggest that both John and I are, quote, against women and other countries. One listener said, quote, all America should learn to lose gracefully, in part because the USA is going downhill. In that conversation, we were trying to explore a controversy. We made it clear that Ya Shi Wen had not tested positive for any banned substance. John Powers provided the conversation with a historical context. Neither John nor I suggested that Ya Shi Wen was guilty of anything but provoking skepticism with her exceptional performances. As some listeners pointed out, she's not unique in that respect. Did we, as one listener seemed to suggest, quote, target a race group or nation? I don't think we did. If a swimmer or a runner or a jumper from any nation had provoked an official in his or her discipline to characterize his or her performance as not believable, I'd have asked John Powers about that. Meanwhile, on our Facebook page, several readers responded to Karen Given's pre-Olympic story about Kayla Harrison, who won a gold medal in judo at the Games. She's the first U.S. competitor to have done that. Before the competition, Richard Danka, who thought we were focusing too much on U.S. athletes, wrote, "The last thing the United States won was World War II. Stop the chauvinism." After Harrison won, Mike Wilhide wrote, "Hey, Richard, want to bet on who wins the World Series? Truly a great story, only a game. Thank you for telling it." You can respond to anything you've heard on the program at onlyagame.org. You can leave a comment on the listener line, 617-353-1860. And you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only A Game Radio.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Trader Joe's, traveling the world to source a variety of foods and beverages like pizza from Italy and cheddar from Australia. Locations at TraderJoe's.com. This is NPR.